And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. And by the way, the sale is still on. This is the last day to midnight. For the code is Merry. A Merry Christmas, Merry New Year. And it's going to be a scary New Year too, isn't it? Besides Merry. You've got lots of interesting things. You have a comment by Ricky Gervais that was at the Golden Globes here. To tell us the truth, we have Josh Bernstein. Of course, his main website is patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. And you have your own YouTube channel as well. Josh, tell us what the latest, what's going on in our crazy world.
Yeah, well, let's start off on a comedic note, I guess. The comedian Ricky Gervais had the opportunity to host the Golden Globes for the fifth time, and he said, this is it, no more. And after the first couple of times, if you've seen some of the things that he said, you would be surprised that they would have wanted him back. But, man, he went out with a bang, let me tell you. He said to the folks, he said, look, if you win an award tonight, don't use it as a political platform to make a political speech, okay? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know absolutely nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So if you win, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent, and then go F off, okay? That's what he said.
Oh, my God.
That's what he said. And it was beautiful. I mean, he talked about how the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was such a long movie that Leonardo DiCaprio showed up in the beginning with one girl, and by the time the movie ended, the girl, she was too old for him or something. Like, he was really – he talked about Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. He did that joke. And you could see the look of just shock and horror and disdain and displeasure on the faces of these Hollywood dirtbags. And especially when he talked about pedophilia, you could see Tom Hanks immediately, like, pop up his head, like, oh, my God. And it was so beautiful because it was finally a comedian went out there and just bitch-slapped Hollywood right to their face. And it was absolutely perfect. I mean, I don't watch those types of things. I don't watch those awards. But, man, if I know that there's going to be a host that's going to do that every time, I may start tuning in, and maybe their viewership will go up.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It was
awesome.
You
know what? That's one of the reasons why whenever there's a revolution, the first group of people they kill are authors and comedians and people that are truth-tellers like you and me.
Yeah, no about it. And I think what was classic was just, he did this right to their faces, and you could see the reaction from the audience. They were mortified, and I was loving every second of it because these people need to feel this way. They are the most vile, disgusting, know-nothing type of people on the face of this earth. They have absolutely no clue what the real world is all about, and again, Ricky Gervais pointed that out as well, and he told them right to their face, you have nothing to say. Okay, you don't know anything. You're not educated. All you do is sit in your trailer and act and complain and bitch and moan. And then he talked about Harvey Weinstein. He talked about Apple. He talked about the sweatshop that Apple runs. He talked about Harvey Weinstein and how all the people in the audience are friends with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, it was classic. It was about as brutal of a takedown of Hollywood that you could get. It was almost as good as candidate Trump at the time roasting Hillary Clinton at the whatever that thing is, the Catholic dinner, correspondence dinner, where he said, here's Hillary pretending to hate, not to hate Catholics, and, you know, and we bumped into each other, and, you know, she said, pardon me. Like, it was just brutal. It was like a brutal takedown, and it was so well-deserved and so overdue. I was, like, so excited.
Why do you think Ricky decided to go, ballistic, to go nuclear on this? Why?
I think a couple reasons. Number one, he's not afraid. Number two, he knows how ridiculous, inept, and ballless the Hollywood elites are. And he knows what they're guilty of. He knows that they're into pedophilia. He knows that they're into doing these terrible things to children and how they feed on people in lots of different ways, from, you know, emotional feeding to financial feeding and using of people. So I think that he finally was like, you know what? This is the last time I'm going to host this thing. I don't care what's going to happen. I'll make a prediction right now. He will have a Netflix special out within 30 days.
Right.
Okay? They're going to, trust me, they're going to be banging down the door for him to do another Netflix
special. Right, right.
To talk about this.
Well, you know, I see things like this as a national catharsis, a first stage in what I call repentance. If you want to get back in God's good graces, you have to firstly repent. Repentance is like water washing off the dirt and the garbage that you've been doing, either as a nation or personally. And when Gervais did this, he's basically saying national repentance. This is what you people are. This is what you people have done. This is what you do to children. This is the lies you're doing. This is the first stage of national repentance, I think.
Well, that's one way to put it, I guess.
Well, it's very Hebrew. I mean, you're Jewish, and I've got Jewish and Hebrew background, and I'm a believer in Yeshua HaMashiach. But it's the same thing, basically. If you're Hebrew or Jewish, you have to understand that truth telling is wisdom is the most powerful thing in the world. That's why you're a wise guy. If you're walking into a game, let's say, I don't call it poker. I call it, you know, gambling is mathematics. Okay, just like, you know, proper betting. When you actually make a statement, it's based on facts. So when you actually make a bet, it's not really a bet based on just kind of random things. It's based on facts. You know, the way God approaches the problems is the way you do and I do, is you're either under grace or judgment. And America right now is really close to judgment. And the only way we're going to get out of it and actually get control of our media and our politics and everything and get some rationality back. For example, if the Democrats wanted to get elected, why don't they talk about stuff that's good for the people instead of the craziness they're doing? They're actually putting the president in danger in our foreign policy. That's why, one of the reasons why Susan Lindauer last hour said, you know, this distraction of the attack on Trump is actually making our foreign powers decide to do something like Turkey try to invade Libya. I mean, this is craziness that has consequences, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does. But, you know, I'm on board with exactly what President Trump did.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Mean, you know,
absolutely.
Watch just put out an article, and they put me in with Ben Shapiro and Katie Pavlich and a bunch of other people. So I want to thank Right Wing Watch for including me among those company. But basically what they did is they tried to say that the right-wing crazies are out saying that they're celebrating the death of Soleimani. Well, yeah, I mean, hell, make another article about it. Absolutely. I am celebrating the fact that the number two person right underneath the Ayatollah, who has been responsible for killing up to 17% of all service members in Iraq from the year 2003 to 2011, which is about 608 Americans, now that he has been vaporized, and believe me, he doesn't need an open casket. He needs more like a closed shoebox, if you know what I mean. I've seen the images and the pictures of him. But I will say this. I'm glad that President Trump did this, because here's the thing. Barack Obama had an opportunity to do it, and he actually put a no-kill list out, and one of them was Soleimani. So think about that. Not only are the Democrats upset, but the Iranians are upset, and they work together because they both hate America equally.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and Nancy is now trying to say that she's going to pass some resolution in the House. Hey, look, if she wants to do some more mental masturbation, like she did with the impeachment process, feel free to go ahead and do it. It's dead on arrival in the Senate, just like impeachment is. And I guess that was such a pressing issue that she decided to hold up the articles of impeachment, like she thinks she has a leg to stand on, or she thinks that she has any leverage here whatsoever, which obviously she does not. So, again, I think it's another joke, but more than anything else, it's dead on arrival. Mitch McConnell's not going to even bring that up for a vote. So all she's doing is showing her radical behavior and showing that she agrees with the squad that much more, and that will be much more better for Republicans in 2020.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Lindsey Graham's already making a move toward passing a resolution in the Senate to actually dismiss the so-called impeachment charges. I think the delay is an indication that they're trying to dig up more garbage to cause more delays. And in fact, if they actually started an impeachment hearing, It'll even cause more damage to the Democratic senators because they can't run for election at the same time they're in these special hearings. So
exactly.
the Democrats are suicidally stupid. And now that they've done this, there's going to be enough independents and blacks and other people of minority groups that are going to go move over to Trump. And you see, I get a kick out of Trump. You know, the best comedian for Trump is Trump himself. He said, you know, if the media is on side, and he pointed all over the place, this is just last night, right? If the media is supporting me, you know, tells the truth, I'll win by a big margin. If you don't support me, and he points across to all the fake media, he said, I'll just win by a smaller margin. But he's going to win. And here's the thing that that Trump is doing, and it's not just conservative bringing back in. Number one, he's going to bring a solution to the debt crisis for students, okay? He's going to bring a solution to the cost of drugs and the cost of affordable health care. And if you can get some of my other suggestions, for example, moving health care providers to be an hourly wage, so it'll cost the cost of processing, getting rid of malpractice, having total portability of insurance, making sure there's no end-of-life care provisions by insurance carriers pushing to give people end-of-life, you know, termination rather than therapy, integrating medicine, integrative medicine into healthcare and making it affordable. It's all doable. And he's trying to do this in the last half of his first term in office. These Democrats could give a rat's behind what happens to poor Americans. In every one of these Democratic states, people are leaving in droves. I mean, I watched the numbers last night and I couldn't believe it. I thought it was going to be more, to be honest. I think it actually is. They say 203,000 have left California.
The problem, though, with that is that a lot of the people that are moving, they're going to other states that are conservative states, like the state that I'm in, which I will not disclose.
Right.
And what's happening is they're bringing their politics from the liberal blue cesspool that they just left, and then they're bringing their politics to a more conservative state, and then they're voting for Democrats, turning that state that's conservative into a blue state.
So it's almost like you should have a rule where
registered Democrats shouldn't be able to move to red states. And I've said that before in the past.
That's funny.
And I kind of say it tongue-in-cheek, but to be quite honest, it's not tongue-in-cheek. I actually mean it. And I'll go on record to say it.
It's amazingly stupid that these people vote Democrat, then they wreck a state, and then they leave with their Democratic ideas.
Right.
You know, exactly. I want affordable health care. I want to make sure people don't go bankrupt with health care. I want students to be able to write off their debt so they accrue a debt. But I'd like them to start an apprenticeship in grade 9, whether they go on to a technical school or university. So an apprenticeship prepares them toward moving toward the real workforce. I want to see a system where industry and colleges are more responsible. And free speech, for example, right across the board, the universities are pushing socialism and communism. It always ends up in death. If you get rid of exceptionalism, you destroy the exceptionalism-based economy we have.
There's no question about it. That is 100% accurate statement.
Yeah. So
Trump
has ran so many different fronts. Now, there's some information where he needs to tweak a few things. He needs to understand that, you know, when we have a lot of people that are on the opioid addiction, why are we still trading with China when they bring in carfentanil that much to kill every American?
Right.
Why are we tolerating and why are we relaxing
the trade deal? Right.
Yeah, why are we relaxing the trade? Why are we relaxing the sanctions against, say, Iran or whatever, in kind of response to some other things that he's trying to do? What people need to understand that Trump, when Trump is totally Trumpian, he doesn't need to go to war. For example, he doesn't need to go to war with Iran.
Right.
If he puts on all of sanctions, their economy will crash. The people will just change government. Right?
Yeah. No question about it. But what he did was proportional, and it was measured, and it was something that was necessary. And this is not Trump's Benghazi like the media is trying to point to. I mean, number one, he sent in a team of 100 security officers immediately. Okay?
Right.
There was over 600 attempts at extra security, according to Lydie Denier, who was the fiancé of Christopher Stevens, who I interviewed. She said on my show there were 600-plus attempts to gain extra security for the Benghazi consulate.
Wow.
And they were ignored.
Amazing analysis. It's Trump's election, and it's his year, and it's our American year where we're now not only repenting, we're fixing all the messes inside our government for decades and decades of the District of Criminals, right? D.C.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. And so please continue. The analysis of what we see here happening is they're trying to distract Trump with all of this stuff, aren't they? Trying to distract and pull him away, right?
Well, that's part of it. But, you know, you have to understand that President Trump, right from the beginning, said and campaigned, which is one reason he won, that he was going to get us out of the Iran deal. And he did, finally, in May of 2018. Now, when he was getting out of that, this is what's interesting. The IAPAC, which is the Iranian American Political Action Committee, and the NIAC, which is another one having to do with political action lobbyist groups that lobby on behalf of the mullahs and the clerics in Iran, they both put pressure onto the administration, and in particular, they also put pressure on John Kerry, which is why you saw John Kerry violating the Logan Act so much for so long. He should be in prison, by the way, right now for what he has done. But they also contacted the Democrat senators, and they bribed them, and they paid them off in order to get the support for the Iran deal. And they said that if Trump didn't stay in the deal, that they were going to leak the names of the people that they bribed in order to get the votes to pass it. Well, guess what? I'll give you the names right now. Senator Ed Markey, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Jeanine Shaheen, and Senator Al Franken, and, of course, Chris Murphy, the dirtbag from Connecticut, who, by the way, said that Americans are huddling in safe spaces, wishing that our enemies won't attack us. Then he said that Trump isn't respected or feared on the political landscape, of the geopolitical landscape. Then he even called Trump impotent, which I thought was kind of a funny word to use for a sackless, ballless senator like Chris Murphy. But anyway, those are the people that were paid off by the IAPAC and the NIAC, and they have tons of money coming into their coffers and into their campaigns, which basically means that they sold out America and Israel's national security interests for campaign donations.
Wow.
Amazing. I just did a report on it this morning.
Yeah, and you got the names right there. The thing is, they can't argue with you because you have the facts.
Exactly. Always. I never, ever get in front of the camera and say anything unless I know I can back it up 100%. And that's one reason why Right Wing Watch lately hasn't really been doing as many articles on me, because every time they think I'm saying something that's not right, they go and they look and they verify it, and they go, well, he said the truth, so there's nothing I can do about that. So they instead pick little types of comments that I make and things like that, and they throw them in what's known as the weekly roundup, which is kind of an honor, too, but it's not as good as getting a full article, I'll be honest.
Well, I'm going to use a new term now. I'm going to call it you've Bernsteined it by telling the truth. You Bernsteined it, and you've also Gervaised it. How's that?
Yeah, I Bernsteined it. In other words, I burnt it right to the ground.
Yeah, Bernsteined it. That's a good one. Hey, B-U-R-N rather than B-E-R-N.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, where's it going? What's 2020 going to be? I see Turkey doing crazy things. Go ahead.
Yeah, you've got the Iowa caucuses coming up. You've got a three-way tie, according to the newest poll from CBS, between Mayor Pete, you know, the pickle Pete, the sodomite from South Bend, I like to call him. And then, of course, you have Pedo Crazy Joe. And then, of course, you have Breadline Bernie. The three of them are all at 23%, with Liar Wassa bringing up the rear at 16%. And Klobuchar, I believe it's 7%. So you have a three-way tie with Bernie and Biden and Mayor Pete. What I think might happen, and again, I'm not sure yet, but what I think might happen is you may have Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders win Iowa, and it'll be very, very close. Then you're going to New Hampshire, where I can clearly see Bernie Sanders winning. But then you're going to South Carolina and the Deep South, and I don't see Bernie winning many of those states. So I don't know who's going to be their nominee. It could be Joe Biden. It's possible that Pickle Pete may come up the rear, so to speak, and maybe win the...
you're full of sarcasm here, aren't you?
Sorry.
You're full of sarcasm.
That one. Yeah, but it's possible that he could do that. So you never know what's going to happen here.
To be honest with you, I think that it's such a mess that none of the Democrats address things for real people in America. None of them. Most of them want to spend money like a drunken sailor, you know? And they don't also act like they're our servants. They act like they're our dictators. You know, and they don't act like problem solvers otherwise. They say things that aren't even fit common sense and decency and logic.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we do. We sit here in media experts, and a lot of us having had a lot of exposure. I mean, I've been converted into a spook 26 years ago, working as a doctor with Above Top Secret and interacting for 26 years with top intel agents. And I can tell you straight up, mm-hmm. military personnel, you're very close to exactly what's going on. And people like Susan Lindauer and Greg Ford and General Janice Karpinski and Barbara Honegger, who will be on this coming Thursday, people don't realize the truth will set you free, like it's written in the Old and New Testament Bible. But if you don't have the truth, you're heading toward catastrophe. And the thing that leads Trump is that he's got this gut feeling, and he follows it, and he doesn't, you know, waver letting people manipulate him into stupid wars. Like this surgical taking this guy out, he says, I did this to prevent war rather than start wars. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, if Turkey does something really, really stupid, in which they're already doing now, moving troops into Libya, if Iran decides now to say they're not going to respect the enrichment of uranium, Trump will just back the Israelis bombing the crap out of the Bashar reactor, because they're not going to let high-grade uranium missiles coming in into Israel airspace. They're not.
Yeah, exactly. So I think what you're looking at is more than anything else a de-escalation. I know that Nancy's trying to curb what he can do, but that's dead on arrival in the Senate. I think the response was measured. I think it was appropriate. You know, there was intelligence that they were going to, you know, do an attack that was, you know, imminent. It was coming. So, I think that overall, if you look at all of that and you put that all into perspective, what he did was save American lives. And I can't imagine anyone that would be upset about that.
You know what I'm amazed at is when I hear Democrats agree that, you know, this guy needs to die, and then they have a great big 5 foot tall butt. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Where the hell did they get the butt, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand it. And not only that, you don't have to go to war. For example, here's the things that Trump could do. If he actually enforced all the sanctions on North Korea, which, by the way, he's not. He backed off a lot already. If he actually enforced more sanctions against China with their South China Sea nukes and their carfentanil and their other craziness stealing technology, China would start coming to the table and working out a deal. Same way with Russia. Yeah. I'm sure Putin's smart enough. He's not going to be sucked in by Iran and Turkey to start backing a Libyan invasion or doing something stupid in the Middle East. So far, what Russia has done is they've tried to go only so far to back the Kurds, which is what they've done. And what I want to see happening is I want to see a de-escalation of the whole Middle East. It's not a platform for endless wars. I just watched one of the last series of the Vikings, and they had this old guy, Viking guy, King Oleg, and he finally got it. We got to stop all these little factional wars killing each other and unify Norway under one king. Well, we have to start using some common sense, which Trump has, so we don't have endless wars in the Middle East, draining our resources down, distracting us, and letting China take off like a rocket economically, or opening the door for a possible nuclear conflict with Russia. Russia wants to become a G8 nation again. Well, let's play ball. And here's the things that Trump's going to want from Russia and China. So far, Trump has played a lot of hard cards, but he should be playing even harder. I honestly think if Trump is more Trumpian, for example, with sanctions against Iran and Russia and China, and also on the deal side, I think we'd have a deal without war, and it would stabilize things very nicely and quickly this year. And it doesn't need to be a big war, does it?
No, of course it doesn't. But the thing is, we have to understand is that we have to work on these things individually. In other words,
right.
I agree with the administration working on a trade deal, phase one with China. You know,
right.
Nations involved in the decision-making process, which is one reason why the USMCA has taken longer, number one. And number two, you have too many things going on. I would have rather have seen them completely destroy NAFTA and then renegotiate individual trade deals, kind of like what he did with Japan and South Korea and a couple other countries. He kind of did them individually, and I think that that's a lot more advantageous, certainly for America and our best interests, but it gives us more leverage doing it that way rather than having the voices of other nations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, to me, interestingly, I keep on Fox News with just a little subscripts on it, and they got Ricky Gervais on the 5 today. So if you want to look up, you can go to the 5 on Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've got Ricky Gervais doing the whole segment there, and they got Greg Gutfeld, who's a real comedian and geopolitical.
He's
a laugh and a half. This guy. He's a geopolitical
he's
genius. He's up there like you. He's maybe your separated twin at birth. You know, Greg Gutfeld and Josh Bernstein were just twins who just changed your last name, right?
Yeah, I'm a little more intellectual than he is.
I know you are.
He's more for the comedy stuff. But I have.
Oh yeah, he tries to turn everything into a comedy routine, I think.
Yeah, he does. I don't normally do that.
No, I know.
But when I see an opportunity to put a joke in, I do it. Like with Pickle Pete bringing up the rear and all that.
No, believe it or not, we're heading well into the middle of the month, and we're going to be 11 and a half months away to 2021. And we're actually now 10 months away from the election. What do you think
Amazing.
Is going to happen once Trump takes back the House, the Senate, and the presidency even stronger and continues to clean up the district of criminals and stops the musical chairs between the people rotating between business and manipulating themselves into Congress and Senate and the permanent bureaucracy, which thinks they're the real government? That's why these idiots were there speaking and
things,
these... Yeah, go ahead.
I think a couple things would happen. The first thing that would happen is if hopefully that scenario does unfold, that you'll see a lot of pushback against the squad. I think the Democrats around the country will say, you know what, this didn't win last time. The American people don't want this. They've rejected this. And I think you're going to see their voices marginalized. That's the first thing. The second thing I would think would happen, unfortunately, and I hope that President Trump has much more security and Secret Service around him, is I don't think that the attempts against him are going to be intel attempts where they're trying to frame him or get him impeached. I think it could be to a much nastier and more violent level. I'll leave it at that.
Right.
So I hope that I'm wrong on that, of course, but, you know, these people
will not accept
losing gracefully again.
Right. Well, I know that Trump has his own Level 3 body armor, his own private security force besides Secret Service, so... I honestly know that several people have mentioned they thought that an attempted assassination, believe it or not, one of the least likely to be assassinated people is Donald Trump. Because he has,
you know,
he doesn't trust,
he
comes out of New York real estate, he doesn't trust people, and he has actions that have to protect himself.
Right. Well, like I said, from your lips to God's ears, let's hope that's correct.
Yeah, I hope it's correct,
He's the greatest president, certainly of my lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'd put him, you know, in the category of George Washington and Lincoln, as far as accomplishments.
I'm going to call him the first WWE president. What do you think?
Could be. I mean, he's definitely...
he's body slamming the Democrats. How's that? Body slams.
That's why I believe he's going to be reelected, because he has that gravitational pull to get people to support him and connect with him. But the Democrats don't have anyone that connects with their voters.
Yeah. And even if they don't like Trump personally, they know they have to side with him, don't they?
Right, and they know that he's doing good for the country.
Exactly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back. And the sale is still on. The Christmas New Year sale is on, and the code is Merry New Year instead of just Merry Christmas. You save 7% on all our technology, from the Sonic Life to the Magi to all of our NutriMeds, and of course, you also get free callbacks if you just email me at NutriMedical@drbilldeagle.com, or leave a contact us and just a couple paragraphs of what your health issue is. I will email you a starter protocol or even call you back in the time window you provide. And phone numbers. Now, I want to go over some of the latest news. And, of course, I'm just going to... One of my favorite is now Epoch Times, and I'm just going to deal with the politics. Adam Schiff is not finished yet, calling for public hearings in U.S. airstrike that killed Soleimani. This is not an act of war. This is a action because of the killing of our contractor and a bunch of other citizens and so on. This is not something that the Democrats can turn into another SOCA action plan. Democratic lawmakers want to make Virginia schools ammunition-free. These people are crazy, and the sheriffs across the state of Virginia are not going to go along with this. In New York State, and I have talked about this on Friday, the United Nations in New York State are actually recruiting officers to not only seize American gun in New York State, but also to put people into civil detention. If they start this kind of foolishness, the people of America are going to turn on the UN unbelievably. And I think anybody who's stupid enough to be hired by the UN to start doing things against their fellow American citizens is a traitor, and the population are going to respond appropriately. So don't go there. Patricia Kennedy's wife launches House campaign against new Republican Jeff Van Drew. Of course, Jeff left the Democratic Party, so Patricia Kennedy. Trump meets with new Ukraine ambassador, other diplomats at White House. So this is great. He's getting everything kind of cleaned up with Ukraine. John Bolton says he's willing to testify in Trump's impeachment trial. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Graham's going to get an action to actually dismiss the charges and just end this. We can get a long, prolonged, painful thing, to be honest with you. The grand juries that are going on with Barr and Durham and so on are going to impale the Democrats in the previous Obama administration, Valerie Jarrett and so on, on facts that they actually did everything they could to do a criminal coup against the new incoming president. The last president, Barack Obama, is directly involved with that. This is not a peripheral thing. This is an actual fact. Trump doesn't want to delay Senate impeachment trial over Iran, says Conway. Interesting. Democratic senators asked Trump to declassify war powers notification after a general's death. No. This is more Democratic dancing in the dark. I mean, you know, you don't send the impeachment things, it's over. Okay, it doesn't occur. Graham suggests changing Senate rules to start impeachment trial without articles. Now, if he does, he's going to start pulling in witnesses, and it's going to get really ugly, and you're going to have grand jury indictments, and you're going to see Democrats and deep state agents in the CIA Department of Justice Center go to jail. They're going to go to the big house. Castro endorses Warren after dropping out of the 2020 race. So I heard that Julian Castro might be a kind of a vice presidential candidate under Warren. We call her Liar Watha, a good term for her. Stock futures dip and volatility expectations spike as U.S.-Iran tensions buffet markets. This is typical. They always want a driver to drive the market so they can actually play with them. It's no big deal. It's not going to go anywhere. Nancy Pelosi calls on Congress to curb Trump's war powers as U.S. You can't curb them. This is part of the constitutional rights that the president has to take care of issues. He's not trying to start a war. He's actually trying to prevent one. Trump highlights aid to faith in speech to evangelicals, promises action on in-school prayer. That's great. I mean, there's a lot of pushes right across the country to push prayer to the schools. We see it in universities where they don't want free speech with conservatives, especially Christian conservatives. That's going to end under Trump, especially when he gets a second term. And it's going to change for generations, okay? It's not going to go and wipe out America and make it a secular, socialist, or communist state. It's not going to happen. We need to have affordable college. We need to have affordable health care. We need to have no forced vaccines. We want integrative care. We want to make sure we have portability of licensure. We want people to be able to have a less stressful craziness. And we don't want protocols driven by the state and big insurance and big pharma. Or big vaccine, I call it. Schumer, four Republicans must join Democrats to ensure fair trial. There's no fair trial. This is unfair. The whole thing is unfair. Trump responds to Tehran's threats. We have targeted 52 Iranian sites. So they say they've targeted 35 sites in America. If Iran squeaks sideways, the sanctions, if they're completely enforced on Iran, their economy will crash and the people themselves of Iran will actually replace the regime. The mullahs are not all-powerful, and they are hanging by a thread right now, and the Iranian people, they killed more than 1,000 of them with the various things like Quds Force and the Savat. Pentagon briefs Senate and House Armed Services Committee staff members on killing of Soleimani. They're getting fully briefed on it. This is, you know, something very justifiable, very standard. And Sanders and Kahana attempt to stop funds for military force against Iran. This is a foolishness, you know, trying to stop funds so that the American actually defend against an Iranian incursion, say, into, well, along with Turkey into Libya. Trump's order to kill Soleimani helps reestablishment deterrence. Petraeus, this is Mr. General Qassem Soleimani, was a very significant effort, okay? So in other words, Petraeus is saying this helps to establish a proper deterrence. Of course it will. Trump used the Iraq war authorization to kill Qassem Soleimani, national security advisor. You know, what do they expect? I mean, Graham said he was briefed on the plan to kill Soleimani, while Schumer said Trump didn't notify Congress. You know, this is Schumer over and over again. Schumer's such a maniac. Atheist rights group wants IRS to investigate Miami Church for hosting Trump rally. You know, the atheists need to realize that they separate church from state to protect the church from the state. It didn't so they could squash the church so they can't operate within the country. It's ridiculous. So, atheists, you know, literally forget it. McConnell, Senate cannot hold a Trump impeachment trial until House sends the articles. It's not going to happen. And this smirking maniac, Nancy Pelosi, I believe that Graham should just move forward and actually, you know, not start with a trial, just actually dismiss it. New U.S. Navy fleet created to confront Russia is fully operational. So they have a new U.S. Navy fleet, second fleet it's called, 2018 to counter Russia, reached full operational capability. And these are mobile ships, new command ships, and other technology, and so on. Trump campaign, RNC take home a massive haul in the fourth quarter. I know I've been contacted a bunch of times, and I contribute to Trump, but I want to get through to Trump, and we're working hard. Tomorrow we'll be talking with John W. Spring about his latest letters to POTUS. You need to write and contact POTUS to tell him he needs to listen to us about whistleblowing about Russian nukes in La Rochelle Island in north of Venezuela in the Antilles and in Nicaragua. It needs to happen. Trump, U.S. doesn't seek war or regime change in Iran. In other words, his goals are real simple. We want you to stop enriching uranium. We want you to stop making missiles. We want you to start behaving and not trying to sponsor terrorism with Hezbollah in Lebanon or elsewhere. If you do that, everything's cool. And in other words, he's going to leave the mullahs alone and let the people decide if they want to eventually get rid of a secular, of a religious superstate that's controlling the people, which the people don't want. They don't want that. I have lots of contacts inside Iran, so I know what's going on there. 2020 contenders condemn Trump-ordered airstrike that killed Iranian general. Like, how can they? These people are delusional. You know, it doesn't make sense to me at all. I always get a kick when I see these kind of comments by people. You know, let's see. Here we go. it's so bizarre. Let's see the next set of documents here that we have from Epic Times. New U.S. Navy fleet created to confront Russia is fully operational. That's good. Trump campaign. Let's see. Okay. Let me go over here to what's going on in the world stage and look at some of the world news items. U.S. Embassy in Israel warns citizens about the heightened Middle Eastern tension. Yeah. There is a heightened tension. In fact, if Iran decides to start sending missiles to Israel, they're going to end up with the Bashar reactor nuked, and you're going to see major strikes by Israel, even independent of us taking out things in Lebanon, but also in Iran itself. So, Chevron pulls U.S. workers out of Iraq in wake of Iranian general death. So the Chevron, of course, runs a lot of the refineries there in Iraq. Norwegian library stands up to Chinese censorship pressure, which is good. The Chinese are trying to do control censorship even in Norway, which is, I think, kind of craziness. Canada led NATO training mission in Iraq in limbo. The head of the NATO military alliance is suggesting Canadian-led mission in Iraq. The Canadians are starting to kind of, even though they're not as what we call lockstep in America, they're starting to get some of the negative blowback that affects them as well. Chicago-based U.S. soldier killed in military base terrorist attack in Kenya. People need to understand there's a lot of these Islamic terrorists inside Libya and Sudan and so on, and they're killing Americans, they're killing contractors, and they're we need to start a much more aggressive policy in terms of dealing with the terrorism inside rest of Africa as well. State religion of progressivism versus how Jesus would govern. You know, progressivism is really dangerous. Hezbollah leader calls for attacks on U.S. bases in region after Iran general's death. Well, Hezbollah wants to attack Israel, and it's very likely Israel is going to take a lot of the Hezbollah rocket launching systems. This is Khamenei, the leader of the mullahs, cries during Soleimani funeral as thousands gather in Tehran. He's one of the senior mullahs there, Khamenei. Social media empowers classroom teachers. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, the popular saying, why to attribute to 18th century philosopher. Well, a lot of people are getting a lot of good information along with all the bad with social media and with the other podcasts and so on. Indonesian mobilizes fishermen in standoff with China. So the Indonesia will mobilize fishermen to join warships in the South China Sea to help defend against. So more and more people, like in Indonesia, and so on, are starting just to push back against China's expansionism. U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, John Bass, stepped down after 2 years in Kabul. We have to understand that what's going on is the Muslim nations can be negotiated with if we actually treat them like a wild animal and realize we shouldn't negotiate and allow them to invade Europe or America or try to set up Sharia law. We shouldn't allow them to have nukes or any kind of weapon like that, like the Waziristani plant in Afghanistan needs to be taken out, in Pakistan. We actually collaborate to make sure they had those weapons. Plans for Canadians unclear after Iraq lawmakers call for expulsion of foreign troops. It's not fully ratified yet, but if they do that, you know, what are Canadians going to do? Because there's a lot of Canadian contractors and other people there inside there as well as Americans. Iran threatens retaliation against America as Soleimani replacement vows revenge. I don't think this is a very wise thing to do, and I think that if Trump goes to level 10 countermeasures, it won't be a war, it'll be a countermeasure attack that will end on the weekend. Shut down the internet, shut down their power grid, hit them with space-based weapons, hit them with the things they never even imagined exist, and ultimately take out all their main military sites and satellite bases and everything else, so to poke their eyes out. So that can be done, and it doesn't need to mean killing a lot of citizenry. It means surgically disabling their country so they won't be able to do it, and the citizenry will just rise up and take back their country from the mullahs. Venezuela's Congress re-elects Guaido in a pushback against socialist parliamentarian coup. So the Venezuelan Congress actually re-elect Guaido. So again, another reason why we need to actually have United Nations-based proper elections and get rid of Maduro. Things are getting hairy. It's going to be a year of revelation, 2020. As I say, I'll be periodically doing more predictions every week on the black swans of 2020 and beyond. The sale is still on. The code is Merry. Merry New Year as well as Merry Christmas. We'll be back tomorrow with amazing shows this week. You're welcome to call and email for a free starter protocol. Get your orders in today. The code is Mary. Stay well for 2020 and beyond. Geopolitically, spiritually, and economically, listen, get some wisdom, and protect yourself in every way. Health, geopolitical, spiritual, and financial. We care about you. You're part of our family. Support us and get all your NutriMeds at NutriMedical.com. Take care. Which is most important.